listening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. In just a few moments, we hope to be joined by Yaqub Rasool, the husband of Bilkis Bano, this on a day when there is outrage across India at the release of 11 men who were convicted and jailed in the gang rape of Bilkis in one of the most horrific attacks during the Gujarat riots of 2002. Today, several leaders across political parties are asking the center to be accountable. It's one thing to talk about Nari Shakti, another thing to do or say nothing at the release of these men. They were cleared for release by the Gujarat government. Bilkis Bano is tormented by the release of the 11 men who nearly killed her. Her life, which started for once looking normal, seems now to have turned 360 degrees. On the show tonight, there is outrage over Bilkis's rapist's release. Should the centre overturn the Gujarat order? Well, joining us now, Yaqub Rasool, Bilkis Bano's husband. Namaste, Yaqub ji, aap humse baat kar rahe. Bilkis ko itne saalon tak nark jhelna pada hai aur ab ye faisla aa gaya hai. Bilkis ne is par kya kaha hai?
Hello.
Haan ji, bataiye.
आवाज आ रही है नहीं?
हाँ, आवाज आ रही है, बताइए.
हाँ जी, आपका प्रश्न वापस कीजिए.
नहीं, मैं फिर से पूछ रहा हूँ. बिल्किस को इतने सालों तक नरक झेलना पड़ा है और अब ये फैसला आ गया है. बिल्किस ने इस फैसले पे क्या कहा है?
इतने साल लड़ाई लड़ने के बाद आज जो फैसला, जो 15 अगस्त को गुजरात सरकार ने जो आरोपियों को 11 को रिहा कर दिया, उस बारे में हम बहुत सदमे में हैं और हमको उसके बारे में कुछ भी मालूम नहीं था कि ये क्या हुआ है. जब लोकल मीडिया से पता चला हमको कि भाई आपके केस के आरोपियों को छोड़ दिया गया है, तो हम अचानक से एक चौक गए और हमको पूरे घर में एक बहुत बड़ा शॉट लगा कि क्या हो गया.
याकूब जी, बताइए, 2002 में जो हुआ था वह एक बंद अध्याय था जिसे आप फिर से खोल दिया गया है
जी?
2002 में जो हुआ था एक बंद चैप्टर था, एक बंद अध्याय था जिसे आप फिर से बिल्किस के लिए, आपके लिए खोल दिया गया है.
ये हम अभी तो कहने का मतलब, जो भी आज 11 आरोपी को जो छोड़ दिया गया है उसके बारे में जो हम आज जो इतनी बड़ी अदालत ने और बॉम्बे हाईकोर्ट तक उनका सजा का बरकरार रहना और सुप्रीम कोर्ट के उसके अंदर अभी तक का उनका कॉम्पिटिशन, कब तक का चुकादा जो हमारे देश के संविधान ने हमको जो सपोर्ट किया था, और आज हम वो सोच रहे हैं कि एक ही झटके में हमारी 18 साल की लड़ाई खत्म हो चुकी है.
क्या अब आप इस कोर्ट में चुनौती देंगे?
देखो, इस वक्त हम बहुत सदमे में हैं. हम बिल्किस की बहुत मायूस है, किसी से अभी बात भी नहीं कर रही है और बहुत मुश्किल है. जो डर वो लोग आरोपी जब पैरल पे छूट के आ रहे थे तो कम डर था, लेकिन आज वो पूरी तरह छूट गए तो डर हमारे दिल में और हमको बहुत डर लग रहा है.
इन लोगों के रिहाई पर बिल्किस से सलाह नहीं ली गई, क्या आप मानते हैं कि ये बहुत गलत था?
बिल्कुल गलत. जो इनकी रिहाई की कोई सुनवाई, कुछ भी हमारे पास लीगल नोटिस स्टेट गवर्नमेंट ने या कुछ भी हमको बताया नहीं कि आप, तो हमको कैसे पता चलेगा?
आपको, सॉरी, क्या बता रहे थे उनको एकदम, मतलब आपका कोई आइडिया नहीं था बिल्किस को किसी ने?
बिल्कुल कोई आइडिया नहीं था. जब तक लास्ट मोमेंट में लोकल मीडिया से पता चला हमको कि आपके केस में 11 आरोपी को स्टेट गवर्नमेंट ने, गुजरात सरकार ने छोड़ दिया.
क्या अब आप अपनी सुरक्षा को लेकर चिंतित हैं क्योंकि इन लोगों को रिहा कर दिया गया है?
जी,
आप अपने सुरक्षा के लिए, अपने शारीरिक सुरक्षा के लिए को लेकर चिंतित है क्योंकि इन लोगों को रिहा कर दिया गया है? नहीं, मैं फिर से, आप सुनाई दे रहा है याकूब जी? सुनाई दे रहा है
आपका? जी बोलिए.
नहीं, मैं सिर्फ आपसे ये पूछ रहा हूं कि आप अपनी और बिल्किस की शारीरिक सुरक्षा को लेकर चिंतित है क्योंकि इन लोगों को रिहा कर दिया गया है?
बहुत चिंतित है हम लोग.
तो आप लोग क्या करेंगे? मतलब और कहीं जाना पड़ेगा आपको, और कहीं रहना पड़ेगा आपको? आप और कहीं जाना चाहेंगे? मतलब आप क्या करेंगे? आप
देखो, अभी हम कोई चीज बता नहीं पा रहे हैं हमको कहीं जाना है क्या करना है, क्योंकि हमारे पास ऐसे कोई लीगल कोई पेपर नहीं है और हमारे पास उसकी कोई सूचना नहीं है, अभी तक कोई जानकारी नहीं है। जब तक उनको जानकारी देने के हमको पता चलेगा तभी उसके में कुछ कर पाएंगे, लेकिन अभी हम बहुत दुखी है।
क्या आप मानते हैं कि ये बिल्किस को निशाना बनाने की एक राजनीतिक साजिश है?
मैं उसमें नहीं पढ़ना चाहता हूं, लेकिन हमारे साथ जो हुआ है और जो 11 बिल्किस के साथ जो हुआ है और 11 दोषी को स्टेट गवर्नमेंट ने छोड़ दिया है, वो हमारे साथ नाइंसाफी हुई है।
ओके याकूब रसूल, थैंक यू याकूब जी, आप हमसे जुड़े और बात किए, थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर स्पीकिंग टू अस। Vrinda Grover joins us now. You know, Vrinda, just your reaction to what Yaqub had to say, and this is what, you know, their lawyer yesterday had to say as well, that she's too shocked. She's too stumped at what has happened right now, because finally, after such a long time, a battle of going to court, which lasted well over a decade, ended. There was a sense of normalcy coming. There was a record amount of compensation which had been ordered in 2019. 3 years back, and now this, I mean, they throw away that compensation. It means nothing if these men are out. Isn't that the larger story?
I think what is happening here is that after fighting a very, very difficult legal battle, securing a conviction, and let us recall that in mass crimes in India, it is one of the rarest cases where for sexual violence, gang rapes, a woman was able to secure justice, and not only was Bilkis and her family secured justice, but it vindicated the hopes of many that perhaps these struggles could lead to some kind of redress. After that, there is a reasonable expectation that these people will then suffer the incarceration, because surely this is amongst the gravest of crimes, the most heinous of crimes. This kind of release is obviously they are in a state of shock. And what more can, how much more burden should she carry? They're obviously trying to just figure out what does this mean for us, particularly when we have all seen the images which show them being given a grand welcome as though they are returning from performing some heroic task. I can understand that family members will be happy to be reunited. There is no quarrel with that. But a public display of offering sweets, of a garlanding, it is giving a signal of impunity that the most heinous, despicable crimes committed by you have now been washed away and you will be accorded the same social respect. That is the message, not just the state of Gujarat. The central government by law has been consulted and would have been agreeable for these orders to have been passed. Of course, nothing is in the public domain. There is no transparency. Bilkis and her family know nothing. None of us are any the wiser. But so, the central government has played a role in this.
Vrinda, the Gujarat government released these 11 relying on a 1992 policy. And on the direction of the Supreme Court, it has to be said. Whereas the state government did have a revised policy of 2014, which would have made these people ineligible for remission. Doesn't common sense dictate that the 2014 policy should have been followed? Shouldn't the Supreme Court have been apprised of the existence of the 2014 policy? Shouldn't there have been consultation with the centre? Because ultimately you're seeking justice, right?
So just to state the law, and the law should not be changed because it's a hard case. I would not agree to that. Supreme Court did when one of the convicts went to the Supreme Court was to determine the jurisdictional issue, whether the issue of early release, remission will be decided by the state of Gujarat or the state of Maharashtra. The Supreme Court said it will be decided by the state of Gujarat. It is settled law that the policy of early release, remission that will apply will be the policy that is operational at the time of conviction. The conviction in this case takes place in 2008. Therefore, it is the 1992 Gujarat policy of remission that will apply. And I don't think that is the difficulty. What does the 1992 policy say? It says, and as much is said, even under Section 433 capital A
right.
of the Code of Criminal Procedure that once a convict who is sentenced for murder has concluded 14 years of incarceration, you are eligible to be considered for early release. You do not have a right to early release. You cannot claim early release. That is a
function. Ma'am, I just think that it's unbelievable that 11 people, all of them all became all good and in jail altogether, and all of them were allowed. I mean, so, where is the application of mind in this process of assessing remission? They all became good.
I totally agree with you. This is an abuse of state discretion. It is an arbitrary, discriminatory, bad faith use of discretion. In fact, the same Supreme Court in another judgment says the first consideration you have to take into account whether the offense is an individual act of crime that does not affect the society.
Sure.
Any person with common sense, forget law, will give a square no to this answer, and at that juncture, there can be no further consideration of early release.
Okay, Vrinda.
Vrinda,
I'm just interrupting you because I want to go across to my panel. You're welcome to stay, as always. But I'm joined by Priyanka Chaturvedi, Geeta Bhatt, Swati Malik, and Ravula Sridhar Reddy of the TRS. Priyanka, let me come to you first. You know, I've been talking about the law with Vrinda Grover, but in my own head, I can't get over the fact, or I can't even begin to understand what Bilkis and her family is going through. For me, that is the most unbelievable thing. We can keep talking about the law, but can you imagine what's going through the mind of a woman who was attacked in this manner, her child killed in front of her eyes? Can you unmute yourself, Priyanka?
I would say all the women on this panel, irrespective of our politics, irrespective of the political stances that we take, as a woman today, I am impacted with this decision. Today it is Bilkis Banu, tomorrow it could be somebody else. The kind of discretion, I would say the indiscretion used by the state government of Gujarat to give them this special remission smacks of the duplicity of how law works with some and denies justice to some. And this is the unfortunate part. I remember an entire country's movement towards bringing Nirbhaya's, yes. the accused to justice. And here we have a case where she has fought this fight in 2008, gets these accused as convicted rapists, these people go behind bars, and today they are free men. And they are being celebrated by the societies that they have come from. It is extremely unfortunate. It is a scare for me, for anybody living next to them, next door to them, a girl child living next to them, living next to a convicted rapist. And how does government of Gujarat justify this entire move? And by continuing to say that one of them moved the Supreme Court and Supreme Court decided, it is not the Supreme Court which has decided. Supreme Court just decided the jurisdiction, that this is where this decision will be taken. And for them to go and misuse that entire special remissions for 15th of August goes against what was spoken by the Prime Minister of India at the Red Fort. I think every single woman applauded him for saying those words. But unfortunately, yet again, it is proved that his words and actions don't match.
On the same day,
Exactly.
No, that's, it's, you know, Swati, just put on your lawyer's hat for a moment. Legally, can this be overturned? Because there's Section 435 of the Code of Criminal Procedure that makes consultation with the centre, as I understand it, mandatory. There's also a constitution bench which in 2015 held that consultation means concurrence, in an issue like this. So can this be legally challenged?
Vishnu, it can be legally challenged by the victim. She can go back to court, seek a review of it, or even she can even challenge this court order for that matter, the order that has been passed by the executive, by the committee which has released these 11 people. And there's so many loopholes about what was said by the Supreme Court and what's actually happened. If you see, it was only one person who went to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court didn't direct that all 11 shall be considered. Even that, you know, how about one person approaching the Supreme Court and all 11 having been released? Now that is something very unheard of. And you know, what is also again shocking is that, of course, like Priyanka Chaturvedi just said, that when the Prime Minister, he spoke so highly about women, about dignity of women, Nari Shakti, etc. But yet again, they went ahead and did exactly the opposite on the same day. And it's not just the Gujarat government which is answerable, it's also the Prime Minister, it is also the Home Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi and Mr. Amit Shah also need to tell us whether they gave their consent or not. What is their stand on it? Of course, the conference is needed, but did they, they're still quiet. They're still not spoken a word about it. So when you look at all these aspects, and Ms. Bano should go back to the, she'll have to go to the Gujarat High Court to challenge what's happened and then eventually come to the Supreme Court if she's not happy with the relief out there. But it has to be challenged, it has to be reversed, it has to be reviewed again.
Geeta ji, I mean, why the silence by the Home Minister, by the Prime Minister? Shouldn't everybody be appalled by this?
Vishnuji, definitely, you know, what Bilkis Bano and her family members must be feeling, seeing the, you know, those who have been convicted of the rape taking advantage of legal lacuna and being released. And it is rather sad to see that there are many such, you know, cases and judgments where we see that people take advantage of such kind of legal lacuna. One that I am reminded of is in 2013 when a four-year-old girl was brutally raped and killed in Madhya Pradesh by Mohammad Firoz and was given a death sentence by the High Court of Madhya Pradesh, was later commuted into life sentence by a bench of the Supreme Court, which also included Justice U.U. Lalit. And the judgment quoted Oscar Wilde saying that every sinner has a future. So, you know, all these such kind of examples, one feels very sad to see them. So what needs to see, definitely, Bilkis needs to go and, you know, approach the Supreme Court to review this decision, but at the same time, to avoid such kind of circumstances, I think it is very important that there should be reforms in the legal apparatus so that taking advantage of the 1992 policy, you know, these convicts, they were on the, you know, on the directions given by the Supreme Court and by a review board which looks into it, which showed that they had, you know, sentence of 14 years,
okay,
which was filled and other parameters.
Okay.
They were able to, you know, get their release.
I'm just trying to understand, Mr. Reddy, is this a simple legal back and forth that needs to take place? Is there not a sense that politically at some level, at the level of the center or at the level of the state government, they would be knowing exactly what happened and yet they allowed it to take place? This remission?
Yeah, due respect to the judiciary, first in the case, I am disappointed to know the Supreme Court even considered their plea to look into the case and they have given a direction to the state government. As you were saying just now, that all the 11 in 15 years of their imprisonment become very much good. And the committee, which is comprised of 7 people headed by the district magistrate, all the, you know, members become unanimously agreed to the request. So this is something which is, you know, clearly doubtful. It's a handiwork of BJP government, clearly. Politics played. I don't want to mince my words. The politics played. How come such a brutal, you know, heinous crime after conviction was spared, even after 15 years? That too on the occasion of Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav, and the central government is mum, they don't talk. The country's prime minister talk of Nari Shakti, respecting women empowerment, allows such decisions to happen in his home state, and the union home minister comes from the same state, and a woman who is completely, you know, meted to injustice, again today is scared with this. You have just listened to Mr. Rasool, the husband of Bilkis Bano. I demand strongly, we object to the release. We demand that the union government should intervene and try to take back the order. Rather, not try. They should explore all the options to revoke the order, the release of all these 11 convicts.
Sure.
Otherwise, this will send a wrong message to the country. And actually, we are all in the shock. How,
you know,
come the 11 convicts?
Yeah, in fact, I just wanted to ask Priyanka this next. What is the silence of the Home Minister and the Prime Minister on something like this, or any senior minister at the centre, actually say about the government?
What it says and what it spectacularly displays is what they speak and how they act are two separate things, absolutely. So from the ramparts of the Red Fort, you will speak about women's rights, women's dignity, misogyny. And when it comes to their silences, I have seen very selective silences even from the Women and Child Welfare Minister, and that speaks highly about the kind of politicization of that particular important ministry is, that she will speak loudly, shout loudly in the parliament about certain, I would say, mispronunciation of a particular word for the president of India, who's a highly empowered woman. And on the other hand, there's total silence over a woman who has been victimized, who has lost her family members, who has fought this battle, this lonely battle of getting justice. And today that justice has been denied to her. There's absolute silence coming from there. These political silences where women empowerment is concerned speaks of a mindset which is absolutely anti-women. But when it comes to, you know, using it as political brownie points, women empowerment as a political brownie point, they will use it to a T. So it is extremely unfortunate. And I would say that this particular decision has to be reversed back. Otherwise, it sends a very wrong message to women across this nation, whether it is that four-year-old girl whose decision was reversed by the Supreme Court, or whether it is this particular case where 11 men, 11 convicted rapists have been let go and let go free into the society to perhaps, you know, reenact crimes like these again, is absolutely unfortunate tragedy of the country that we face today. And the Prime Minister needs to speak up. So does the Home Minister.
Geeta ji, aren't you offended as an Indian citizen, as a woman, at the silence of our top leaders on something as horrific as this?
You see, this decision which has come, it is something which definitely, I'm sure that, you know, each one of us, every Indian will feel saddened to see that these convicts, you know, that they are out. But what actually, if we need to really address that, these kind of,
I'm asking you about our political leaders. I think everybody here has said that there's a problem in the law, right? And in interpretation and the way that's happened. I'm asking what our political voices, our political leaders, are those who govern us. Why have they not reacted?
First of all, Vishnuji, I think in such cases, we need to rise above politics and, you know, talk about these issues, especially when it comes to...
Ma'am, it's not politics.
I'm
not looking at it from a political standpoint.
Just one small point.
If needed.
Mr. Reddy, half a second. Priyanka just first.
Geeta ji, you'll get
your chance to reply. Yes.
Geeta ji has been repeatedly saying, and I appreciate the fact that she has said, we rise above our politics. Great, fine. She says judicial reforms in our legal processes. What is stopping this government? 2014 onwards, we've been hearing this reforms, judiciary reforms. What is stopping them? Absolute majority. You have a law minister. You have everything going for you all. What is stopping you all from doing this? This is exactly what is stopping you all. Because justice is also selective since 2014.
I just hope Priyanka ji will remember her words, because I am apprised that, you know, one of the Uddhav Thackeray faction leader, Kedar Dighe, who has already been accused in an FIR in a rape case and has already applied for an anticipatory bail. When the judgment comes, or when there is, and the public prosecutor as well as the investigating officer in this particular case of this leader has already said that a custodial interrogation is required, and, you know, his anticipatory bail should not be given to him. So when this case will come, I will also request that
Priyanka is accusing you of double standards.
She rise above politics and also condemn.
Alright,
you know,
Priyanka, respond to that in 30 seconds, and after that, Mr. Reddy. Priyanka, respond to that in 30 seconds.
I refuse to get into this verbal war of words. I refuse to acknowledge whatever she is saying, simply because I can also bring in the instance of Sanjay Rathod, who we had asked to step down as a minister, but today he happens to be a minister in the newly sworn in cabinet. I'm not going to get into this. This case is extremely different. One is an accusation. One is convicted criminals who have been released out on bail. So do not please compare apples to oranges, and do not create furthermore outrage. I'm trying to justify this. I am sorry.
All right, both of you, half a second. Mr. Reddy had a point to make. One sec, both of you. One sec, Geeta ji. I'm running out of time. Mr. Reddy, 30 seconds, sir. Go ahead.
While we demand to revoke this order at the same time, we ask the Indian government to explore all the options, you know, to amend the laws rather. By taking example of such cases, anybody can go scot-free even in the future.
Sure.
By taking this as a precedence. But definitely the Indian government, if they are clear, if really the Prime Minister means what he has said from the, you know, Red Fort, he has to come out with the amendment of laws.
And let us hope that happens sooner than later.
And when are we seeing?
When are we going to see that? No, absolutely. We need to figure out.
You were saying that, you know, one Muslim convict was spared. You know, when are we seeing the convicts or rapists in the context of religion. It's bad.
No. All right. Look, I'm interrupting you only because I need to wrap up. I've got a couple of comments over here. Tamanna Agarwal writes, has cooed in fact, and says, intervene and rescind the order of the Gujarat government to release 11 convicts in the Bilkis Bano gang rape. Adarsh says, why has the Gujarat government ignored the center's rules of remission in the Bilkis Bano rape convicts case? That's it on this program. There's a lot more coming up on NDTV. No spin comes up.